I'm gonna piss real quick.
Go for it.
I didn't go to my high school graduation.
Why?
I don't want to say.
Yeah, you have to say. Come on, without Nick, dude.
I got into nationals in debate.
Fuck, you were a little debate fucking club loser.
Yeah, I don't know if I've disclosed that in 300 episodes of Come Town.
Nice, dude. How did it go? What was the fucking topic you were discussing?
I lost miserably. Extemporaneous, which is where they give you a topic, you have 30 minutes to write a speech about it.
Oh, shit. What was your speech?
I forgot what it was. I forgot what it was about. It was some 2009 shit, whatever. Shit. But yeah.
You were
I went to Philadelphia and lost miserably.
You went to Philadelphia from fucking Nevada?
That's when I had nationals that year.
Wow, dude.
But I did meet Lincoln Financial sponsors the stadium, the Eagles Stadium.
The Link, of course.
And they have a Abraham Lincoln impersonator.
Wow.
Who I think is in a lot of their ads, too. Mm-hmm. And I did meet him. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Did you have sex with him?
I didn't have sex with him, but I respected him.
Did you get pussy on the trip to Philly?
No, I didn't get any pussy.
Was it you and your dad?
A gay guy tried to rape me, actually.
Wait.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
This fat gay guy, kind of in a Tim Dillon kind of lecherous fat gay guy kind of way.
Was he involved in the debate?
He was, he was on, he did a different debate. He was from my region.
Mm.
I don't know where he is these days. I think he's a very Christian.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And he tried to get you in his apartment, in his room?
No, we were rooming together and he was like, do you want to sleep in my bed? In the hotel?
What the fuck? Another fucking teenager asked you to sleep in his bed?
Yeah, I don't know. It was an attempt. It wasn't. I said, no. I said, listen here, fatso.
Wait, what? Nick, did you missed something great.
He missed it. Right.
Oh. Adam almost got raped when he was 17 by a fat guy.
Almost get raped, and I was 18. But yes, it was a fat gay, lecherous fat gay.
That's why dudes rock, because it's like, imagine like a woman, like it's a girl podcast.
Yeah, I don't feel a trauma.
And the girl comes
associated with it.
The other girl has to go into the bathroom to like, I don't know, fucking fix her pussy because it's having an infection or something.
Yep.
It's an infection from not having children, from having from having too much sex with strangers,
and never siring a child.
And instead of having a kid with one man, as it was supposed to do,
your pussy's meant to biologically and
by God, by divine science.
Yes.
And so I'm like, she's coming back. She's like, oh, sorry, it's my pussy again. And right. You know, and then the fat girl is like, Adam just said she got raped by a fat guy when she was 17. And then, like, in what universe could the girl respond the appropriate way? Which is going,
no, I thought, I mean, even at the time, people thought it was pretty funny. I was like, yeah, it was trying to suck me off last night.
His roommate, it's pretty gay. I mean, he went to nationals in debate.
I missed my high school graduation
to go, to
nationals in speech and debate.
And the fat guy that he was rooming with was like, do you want to sleep in my bed?
Hotel, yeah, he was like, don't you want to come in my bed? And I was like, I'm not a homosexual.
You've seen like Black Debate Club, right?
What's that?
It's like a documentary, right?
Well, no, it's like, so there's like black schools that have their own debate clubs.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll just use the N-word and shit.
Do that?
I don't think that's true.
Well, because the way debate club works is you're just supposed to like sit, talk as fast as possible.
Yeah, for policy debate. Yeah.
Yeah, to get in as much, and so they'll use.
I never did that one.
And then it's all just like, how come it's supposed to be this way? It can be the other way. How come you do it one way, but it's not? You can't do it the other way, man. That's boop. You know, just just like what? I don't even understand. Yeah, I mean, here, listen to the YouTube.
Speech and debate was, I mean, the people that come out of it end up being the biggest fucking dildos in society. I think I actually made it out all right.
Oh, yeah. What was the other, did you guys ever do something called, I think it was National Academic League?
NBA? There's no arguing it. Towson University's debate team wins.
Towson!
They are the first.
The fucking Tigers.
Win the cross-examination.
Let's get right into it. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Cross-ex.
So it means that the body of the nigga is not able to survive.
We got the topic in about July.
This is the local news, and they just put in the M word.
They say the nigga's always already queer. That's exactly the point. It means that the impact is not, that the, that is an impact
about queer
to the that it is a case turned to the affirmative, because we are saying that queer bodies are not able to survive. That necessarily means that the body of the nigga is not able to survive.
Oh my god.
You can't argue with that.
Now, when the nigga
scared,
he suffered that he can only envision himself, that he does not see another nigga that he can feel sympathy for or embrace, but rather that otherness is obliterated.
We've been supplementing.
Are you sure this isn't like poetry?
No, it's debate club. And the thing is like,
I never did that kind of debate.
You know, to laugh at this is not, because it's like, is this even, this is just some stupid fucking debate club thing. This isn't part of like any discernible culture.
Right. No, for sure. It's ridiculous that you get awarded points for doing whatever she was doing.
But there's no practical real world application.
Debate club was already, it already sucked. I mean, this is the kind of thing, it's like the intersection of something that should be fine and cool, which is black people, and something that's like garbage and sucks all the coolness out of it. Which is debate club. It's like Christian rock.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Christianity, very cool. Rock, lame as
exactly.
Well. Yeah. It's, I think the point is you're supposed to get out as much evidence as possible.
What do you think would have happened if you got in that guy's bed?
He would have sucked my penis. That's what would have happened. Well, I just said no. I mean, it's not like a traumatic experience.
Sounds like it is.
You didn't make me. I don't like this silence after I said it. So that's what I missed my high school graduation for.
You avoided the first round at nationals
and then having an obese man attempt.
How fat are we talking here?
He's pretty fat. Pretty fat fella.
So give us some ballpark. Was he tall?
I don't know. It's a certain type of, you can't really tell even. They're just so
big. He was so fat you couldn't tell how tall he was?
They just seem big, you know? You know, I was like buck 30 wet. He could have raped me for sure.
Yeah.
I think it was a proposition more than an attempt at a rape.
So he was what, 300 pounds?
Oh, I think probably around there.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
A big fat guy sucking your dick.
Oh, so he wanted to suck your dick.
Yeah, he offered to suck my penis.
Well, how is this a story about you almost getting raped? Is this just a story about a gay fat?
No, I said, it was a guy. Yeah, a guy just propositioned me.
You're in the same room. Word.
Yeah, we were roommates at Nationals in debate.
And you shared a bed.
No, we had two queen beds, and we were two queens sharing a...
Yeah. Two queens and two full beds.
Yeah. I haven't shared a hotel room in a while.
I mean, we shared one.
Yeah. When you go on the road, and that's always fun. Another comic, you get two beds. You put some bullshit on the TV. You get way too high. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck is the cash flow business anyways?
Oh, yeah.
It is cool because it lets you tap in as like a comedian to that like sleepover mentality of joking.
Yeah. Adult sleepover.
Which is where you know, that's the divine source.
I still say when we all shared that room in Cleveland, some of the funniest jokes we've ever had.
One of the most beautiful moments of your life.
That was pretty fun.
When you slept on the cot in the...
Dude, I did it out of the benevolence. I'm such a good guy.
Mm-hmm. I was injured, man.
Stav needed a bed because he was injured.
And I was pissed, which is a type of injury.
Yeah.